Hi, California Ag Industry. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Hi, Sean. It's Ag Center with the weekly update on California commodity prices. Not a lot going on this week as far as sales go and new data. Things get quiet in the last 2 weeks of the year every year as everybody kind of licks their wounds, figures out what they're going to do for the next year and kind of enjoys the holiday season. Milk prices staying fairly flat, about the 1480 range for the next 6 months. Butter still moving fairly well as far as export volume goes. We're still priced pretty competitively to the rest of the world as far as the EU goes. That's kind of helping keep that in check. But the cheese side is really what's been depressing prices. A lot of cheese production coming out of the United States. We've got kind of lackluster demand domestically. And then we're not very well priced against the world prices out there, especially the EU, who has really come on around top production in the past few months. And all that kind of pushing prices into that 1480 range and causing quite a few bits of loss. There was talk about this cow removal program to make ground beef to help with affordability issues on the beef side. Sounds like that's kind of off the table now. If it comes back onto the table, I'll let you guys know, but it sounds like it got killed. So not a lot of relief there. Beef price wise, beef prices kind of swung back up again. That supply demand issue is really kind of swinging its head. There was a short-term drop in price with all these rumors coming about. None of those have kind of come through. The market's kind of digested that, and now you've got the swing back up in prices. Bull calf prices for the Holstein side about $700, $1,300 for cross calves. May see another increase again at the sale with Overland in the next couple weeks if this price rise in the feeder market continues to push up, which it continues to do so far. All of that's actually against the box beef side. Box beef's falling off a little bit. The consumer's getting a little tired on the price side, and that's my only worry of the beef industry as far as where prices could go is if the beef consumer basically backs off and stops buying beef because of affordability issues. One of the reasons I'm looking at that for 2026 is two things kind of coming on to one ways. One, we've got some issues here in California specifically with fuel prices coming on. We've lost a lot of capacity on these plants, which is going to cause fuel prices possibly to rise here quite a bit because California makes its own specific blend. That's going to translate to higher prices for products made here with the consumers, which again hurts ag. Second thing that I'm worried about this year is just general splitting of the economy. You got the GDP numbers at 4%. When you really dig into that GDP number, you know, 80% of that GDP increase was based upon AI spending. The other 20% of the GDP increase was pretty much spending by the top 10% of folks in the country as far as earners go. And currently consumption, the top 10% of earners basically constitute 50% of consumption right now. And so if that stock market falls or the housing market falls a little bit and those people, that top 10% feel a little less wealthy, you can see half of the economy go away, which are also consequently the guys pushing along these beef prices as far as demand goes. And also when you look at that, you know, the rest of the people in this economy really aren't feeling any of that as, you know, wages continue to stay flat. You still have inflation, but the old inflation hasn't gone away. And housing prices have pinched the folks. And so all that kind of coming in and saying, hey, don't buy beef, which could be a consequence, especially if we hit $10 beef, which seems to be kind of a psychological point on that side. Almonds continue to stay pretty strong, 260, 265 range. Everybody's still, again, waiting for the price to come out for price to be reacted to this final crop size. We'll see that probably about January, February. Really not a lot of news there yet. And then last but not least, forage prices. Almond hulls sitting about the $93 to $112 range, you know, north to south market. Hay came off about $20 this week, about $190 for kind of fair quality hay to $220 for better quality alfalfa. And some wheat hay going out about $100 a ton this week on some good quality stuff, but large bales. But nothing really moving there until the markets get moving. So that's what I got this week for commodities. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.